It's a Tuesday morning on WTOP 1022.
Well, have you made your Valentine's Day reservations yet? Probably not, right, if you're a procrastinator. Well, if you're tired of the same old trendy restaurants and you want to mix it up a little bit this year and look for some alternatives, we've got some for you, because joining us live now is Anna Spiegel, Washingtonian Magazine's assistant editor of Food and Wine. Welcome to WTOP, Anna.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So every Valentine's Day menu includes oysters because, of course, they're known as an aphrodisiac. You talk about an oyster escape in your latest piece. Tell us a little bit about what that means.
Well, I always love getting out of town and like to do something a little different. So you can drive about 2.5 hours south of here to Topping, Virginia, where the Rappahannock River Oyster guys have set up a riverside oyster house with a really lovely small menu, you know, cozy atmosphere, great, you know, local Virginia wines, beers, and you kind of combine an escape with a nice dinner.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Now, for those who want to stay in, how about some stay-at-home romantic options? What can we bring home that could make it a special night?
Well, I really love heading to Cannon's in Georgetown or Black Salt's wonderful seafood market, where they will steam lobsters for you on the premises. You can pick out, you know, how many pounds you want and just pick them up. They also have some wonderful oysters if you want to have those at home, as well as some caviar if you want to do, you know, something a little over the top.
What about the idea of eating with your hands? Some folks think that that can be sexy.
It definitely can. Ethiopic on H Street is a really wonderful Ethiopian spot where you can definitely, you know, kind of get messy with the wonderful stews and kitfo, which is an Ethiopian steak tartare. It's a really lovely atmosphere, great wines, Ethiopian beer, and it's a great place to start eating with your hands.
Now, I'm back on the at-home thing. That sounds fun to me. And and one of the suggestions that you make is doing an at-home fondue-style dinner. Tell us about that.
You know, it's a really lovely option for if you don't want to get too involved with the cooking. You can head to the Swiss Bakery. They have locations in both Burke and Springfield. And you can pick up a package of pre-shredded cheese, really fresh, and just stick it in the fondue pot with a little kirsch and garlic, and you have your fondue all ready to go. And they have all the accoutrements, so you can have your breads and your sausages and your pickled vegetables for dunking in the cheese.
Retro style.
Yeah.
Lastly, we wanted to ask you about dinner theater. There's a lot of them in our area.
There really are. If you check out Date Night DC, their Arena Stage, Forge Theater, the Strathmore, are all partnering with different restaurants and also in-house cafes for promotion, combining shows like Good People at Arena Stage or Our Town at Forge Theater with, you know, set menus and buffet-style meals.
Anna, some interesting suggestions. Never too early to start, and for some, it may already be too late. So these recommendations should get us going. We appreciate it. You can read more in the current edition of Washingtonian Magazine. Anna Spiegel is the assistant editor of Food and Wine.